A few days ago, I asked myself a few questions. Actually, 21 questions if you want to be more precise. These are actually self-reflection questions that I made for myself because it helps you gain greater insight into what's inside here, which I'm pointing at is my brain, or in your case, your brain. Nobody knows what's inside your brain. For your own sake and for your own self-reflection, if you want to improve your life, that is only if you want to improve your life, okay? If you don't want to improve your life, then click on the next video. These are 21 questions you need to start asking yourself. You ready? Let's do this. First question that you need to ask yourself is, I know this is something that people have heard a lot in interviews, but who do I want to be in the next 5 years? And what steps can I take to get there? Everyone wishes that they want to be this and that in 5 years, but how do you actually get there? So you ask yourself, how can you get to somewhere that you want to be? And what do you need to do in order to do that? Like a 5-year plan. On your first 6 months, you need to do this. First year, be able to do this. Like you're imposing deadlines for yourself. Next and next and next. So who do I want to be in the next 5 years and what steps can I take? It's not as if you're just saying, well, sana all, or hopefully I can do that too, right? In the next few years. What's the next few years for you? Question number two that you need to ask yourself is, what am I most grateful for in my life and how can I express more gratitude every day? We always say that I wish I had this, I wish I had that, only if I had this and that. But instead of asking for things that and hoping for things that you don't have, why not you start being grateful for what you have more in your life? Grateful that you have a bed, a roof over your head, being able to eat 3 times a day, one person that actually appreciates you at least, instead of asking for 100 people that appreciates you. Be grateful for what you have now. So what are you grateful for now? Let me know in the comment section. Every question I ask, I want to see answers in the comment section. Question number three, what are my greatest strengths and weaknesses? What are my greatest strengths and what are my biggest weaknesses? And how can I leverage my strength to overcome my weakness? I always say that in my past videos that focus on your strengths. And of course, don't neglect your weaknesses because you want to improve on your weaknesses. But you want to focus more on building more muscle where you are strongest at. Because that's going to be your money maker, definitely. So if, for example, you're good at making something, continue being great at what you're doing in that part instead of focusing on being a well-rounded person. Nobody pays someone big for being a well-rounded person. Instead, people are always looking for who's the expert in this, who's the expert in that, and those are the people that get paid big in terms of that. Number four, what are the values that are most important to me? And am I living in alignment with those values? So what do you value most? Is it loyalty, integrity, being passionate, or respect? What are the values that you think is important for you? What's your priority? And are you doing it yourself? Because in order for you, for example, to be loyal, you have to give that yourself. Fifth question, what are the fears that are holding me back from achieving my goals and how can I overcome them? Think of it right now. Close your eyes for a bit. Imagine that you're alone in a room. You're scared of something. What is it? Is it holding you back from achieving what you want to achieve? And how can you actually do that? Because what they say always is that fear just sets limitations for what you want to achieve. I always agree on that. Moving on to the sixth question that you should ask yourself is, how am I showing up in my relationships? And what changes can I make to strengthen these connections? All I can say is that relationships of all sorts only get stronger when you change something that's not good with it. And it starts with you. So how are you able to express that you are in it with any relationship that you have, whether it be personal, with your partner, or with your business partner, or with your friends, or with your family? If you're not showing up with that important relationship for you, what changes can you make to strengthen those connections for you? Moving on to question number seven, what are the limiting beliefs that are preventing me from achieving my dreams? And how can I reframe them into something that will be empowering as a belief? There are a lot of things that we believe that are things that limit us from achieving what we want to achieve in life. They say that, oh, you can't do this or you can't become that because That's a limiting belief. You can't do this, you can't do that because our family is like this, or like your brother or your sister is already like that, or I'm already doing this, so you can't do that. It's a belief that other people impose on you. Instead of that limiting belief, how can you reframe so that your dreams can be something that can be useful to empower whatever beliefs that you want to improve on yourself? Number 8, what are the habits that are serving me well? And what are the habits that are hindering my progress? You know, in the book Atomic Habits, they always say that if you can learn bad habits, so can you learn good habits. And the way that you learn good habits is that you have to unlearn the bad habits that you have. That's why I always say, replace the bad habits that you have so that you can replace it with good habits. Does that make sense? Let me know in the comment section. What are the habits that are doing well for you that you need to do even more? Like for example, reading 10 pages of a book every day. Why not start doing 15? How about 20? How about 30? If you're doing 8,000 steps in a day, why not start doing 10, improve to 12, and so on and so forth? Why limit yourself to just that if you can keep on getting better? Or if you're doing, let's say, 5 sticks of cigarettes every day, how about lessen it to 4 in a week, or 3, 2, and eventually it's gone. What's the habit that's helping you, and what are habits that are holding you back? Number 9, what are the things that actually bring you joy or fulfillment? And how can you incorporate more of these things into your life? Life's too short to be unhappy. So what are the things that bring you joy and fulfillment? Like genuine happiness. Like what makes you really happy without even telling the world that you're happy because you have this or that, right, in your life? What are the things that bring you joy that's long-term and fulfillment? I want to know in the comment section. What do you think? Number 10 question, how do I define success, and am I currently living a life that aligns with those definitions? Everyone, I've always said this, that your definition of success is very different from mine, and that's okay. There are no wrong types of success. If what you see in social media, what they show you, like a mansion, you know, a sports car, you know, a good looking hot wife, fancy bling all over you, is their definition of success. It might not be the one for you. Being able to eat 3 times a day without looking at the menu might be success for you already. Define what success is for you and start improving on that type of success. Are you currently living a life that aligns with that definition that you have? If not, then there's tons of work to do. What are the areas in my life that I need to set boundaries? Because boundaries are important, right? And how can I effectively communicate these boundaries to others? I made a quote before and I said that saying no is a superpower. Do you agree? Saying no is a superpower because a lot of people are people pleasers. One point in my life, especially during my 20s, when I was trying to prove myself, I want to say yes to everything. When my boss said, can you do this? Can you do that? Yes to all. Even if I don't know how the fuck can I do it myself. I had to figure it out. I know it helped me, but in fact, it doesn't really help someone when, for example, oh, can you do this for me? Can you do this? But in fact, saying no or saying stop is actually a superpower that everyone should have. Setting boundaries for yourself is really important because these are invisible lines that are unseen that people need to see. You are what you tolerate. Do you believe in that saying? That what you're able to tolerate is what you'll get. If you're able to tolerate this much disrespect from others, then that's the disrespect that you will get from other people. So what areas in your life do you have boundaries, or do you want to improve your boundaries on? Moving on to the 12th question is that, what are the things that I'm most passionate about, and how can I pursue those passions more actively? Because I would say that you should do things, of course, that you're passionate about because life's too short. Why are you doing things that you don't even like to do just for the sake of whatever purpose that is? But in fact, you should be doing things that you are most passionate about, and you can figure it out eventually. And how can you actually pursue those passions actively? Like, for example, you want to be a musician, but right now you have 9-to-5 job that you have to do Monday to Friday. So how can you eventually jump into that passion so it becomes your main thing? Good question to ask. Impossible? No. Difficult? Hell yeah. 13th question is that, what are the things that drain my energy, and how can I minimize those things in my life? You know the energy vampire in that series, What We Do in the Shadows? There are vampires in real life, for example, in that series. There's also what we call energy vampires that drain and suck the energy out of a room. I know in top of your head, you already know that one person that drains your energy. So if there are things or people that actually drain your energy, how can you minimize the time with them? You can have a sibling or a parent, you know, or a friend that's always draining your energy. How can you start limiting your time with them? Because they're family, so you can't avoid them. So now you have to limit it. What are those for you? Let me know. All right, moving on to question number 14 is this. What are the goals that I have achieved in the past and what can I learn from those experiences? If you have goals that you've already achieved in the past, you can't achieve those goals again and again and again because it doesn't make sense, right? If you achieve winning this one and you won it again and again, doesn't make sense anymore because it means that you don't have any more competition. And being comfortable, being at that position will not do wonders for you. What are the things that you can learn from those experiences? If you failed in the past, what are the things that held you back or what made you fail? That's a good question to ask. Let's move on to question number 15, which is, what are the things that I have been avoiding and what steps can I take to confront those challenges? There are a lot of things that we avoid because we don't want, for example, a confrontation. We avoid having confrontations with our partner because you don't want to talk about it anymore. And then it just becomes a bigger and bigger problem. You know, you just sleep on the problem. And then next day it becomes bigger and bigger. And the next thing you know, it's ready, we're full blown. And you can't fix it. It's like a broken china glass. You put it back together, you can. But then it breaks again. So hard to epoxy that thing. Same thing with like trust and everything. So what steps can you take to confront these challenges that you're actually avoiding? Because challenges are something that you don't avoid. It's something that you have to face head on. It's not something like in an alley that you just turn around and say, I'm not doing that shit. What's that thing in GTA? Oh shit, here we go again. Just thought about it. So random. Anyway, moving on to question number 16 is this. What are the areas in my life where I need to take more responsibility? And how can I hold myself accountable? So we're talking about accountability here. Because when you're accountable, it means that you're responsible. It's not with age that comes responsibility. You need to figure out what part of your life are you responsible for. And the older that you get, you're more responsible that you become. Like when you were a kid, you're only responsible for getting high grades in school. And then you figure out when you graduate, woohoo! Now you have to pay your own bills. You have to take care of this, get a job and whatever. Now you're getting more responsibilities in life. And as you grow older, you get more responsibility for a lot of things. And the more responsibilities you have are better for you. Because the less that you have means that you're just not growing enough. What are the things, areas in my life that you need to be more responsible for? Especially in a relationship. Let's move to number 17. What are the ways that I can continue to learn and actually grow both personally and professionally? These questions I ask a lot, and the way I do that is by reading. For me, reading books is a great way to learn personally and also professionally. It's just one way. And the other one is actually getting yourself a mentor or watching from those people that have already done it ahead of you. So what are the ways that you can continue to learn and grow? Because once you stop learning, the growing stops. Don't forget that. Moving on to question number 18 is that, what are the experiences that have shaped me into the person that I am today or now? And how can I use those experiences to make a positive impact to the world around me? I'm not saying the whole world. Can't make an impact to the whole world, but you can start making an impact in your area, and that resonates all over, goes bigger and bigger. So what are the experiences that have shaped you as a person when you were younger, experiences that you have that have made you the person that you are today, and how can you use those experiences to make an impact in your community? Let's start with your community. The smallest community that you have is your home. Next community you have in your neighborhood. Next community you have is in your workplace, and so on and so forth. Let's start with that. Number 19. What are the things that I need to forgive myself for? And how can I cultivate more self-compassion? Let's face it, a lot of people are just not forgiving at all with others. And what's worse is that they're not forgiving themselves. A lot of people never say sorry to themselves and not appreciating the work that they've actually done for themselves. They've done so many things and regret so many things that they've done, but they don't forgive themselves because they feel that they're never enough. But guess what? You are enough. You're more than enough for yourself. And that's what matters. It doesn't matter if you're not enough for someone else. But for you, if you think and believe that you are enough for yourself, That's all that matters. What are the things that I need to forgive myself for? Because you need to forgive yourself for not trying your best, for not being there for someone else, and for what? And just develop that self-compassion that most of us don't even have for ourselves. We're so unforgiving of our faults for ourselves that we tend to forgive ourselves, right? We forgive others, yes, we may not forget it, but we forgive others. But how about ourselves? Have you forgiven yourself for something that you've done wrong in your past? Moving on to the second to the last question is this. What are the things that I need to forgive others for? And how can I let go of any resentment or anger? One of the biggest questions that we should be asking ourselves, is this person holding you back for what he or she did to you back then, which is hindering your growth? Because, you know, you can actually forgive that person without even telling that person that you forgive them. You don't need to talk to them. Like, apology accepted, but the access can be denied, right? You can accept anyone's apology, or you can forgive them even if they don't ask for forgiveness. But access back to you again, of course, you can stop that. And that's like a burden that's been sitting down on your shoulders for a very long time, that if you let that go, all your resentment and anger will be gone from that person because you're done with it. You want to be able to sleep night and day not thinking about that person because you have better things to worry about, which is yourself. And moving on to the last question is this. What are the things that I need to do to take care of myself, both physically and mentally? I would say mentally just for the sake of emotions and even spiritually, right? Because I think your spiritual comes from here. So physically, something outside or just inside of you. So what are the things that I need to do to take care of myself? Because what use is your success or wealth that you have if you're not healthy yourself? One of the greatest information that I've learned is that the most successful people in the world, or 86% of the most successful people in the world, just let's just say wealthiest people in the world, are all healthy. Why? Because they know that with all the riches that they have or all the success they have, it's useless when they're in bed, when they're stuck in bed and they're not able to do it. So focusing on yourself in terms of your mental health and your physical health is really important. Don't you agree? So those are 21 questions that you need to start welcoming inside your mind and think about more, just because these are things that you should be asking yourself regularly on a consistent basis. Maybe put it down on a notebook. We'll make a list in the caption for all the 21 questions that you need to be asking yourself, and then start writing those and start asking yourself those. So that's all I have for you today. If you think you found value in today's episode, make sure to like, subscribe, and leave a comment in the comment section down below. And I'll see you again in the next episode. Peace.